You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back. Final hour has arrived. It's been a busy one. The effects of the MLB, what impact, if any? We had one guest today, Ralph Russo, who felt like it might be a positive for college football, talking about the shutdown of the Marlins because of a COVID outbreak, saying that the rest of sports, including college football, could learn from a disruption. We talked to Pat Forty, who is very negative on the season, and you just heard from Barry Trammell. We will continue with your calls, and the number is 855-242-7285. A lot of important milestones this week going into next. We will watch all of them and provide as many guests as we can to update all of you on that. But let's get back to the calls, and let's have Byron up next. Byron, thank you for the call, and you are on the air.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just got three suggestions. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, three suggestions for SEC schools. One is that all games up to the middle of October be night games. Masks be required for everybody within the stadium, which I think...
Why night?
Too hot. Too hot in the daytime, those people won't wear those masks. They'll pull them down.
That's a good point.
Then also, and this is a little more controversial, but anybody with any pre-existing conditions or over 55 be suggested to give their tickets to other people that are not in those categories.
Yeah, you know, Byron, first of all, I don't know where anyone is right now on masks, on attendance. I know some schools have gone to state authorities to try to get them loosened up. I think you'll see a different standard in every state. Right now, Texas is 50%. I don't think Alabama will be that high. Florida, Georgia may or may not be. But I think the issue right now is getting, is how to commingle students with athletes and get to the first game. I think fans are really somewhat down the list of concerns for the people that are making this decision. Dwayne is up next. Hey, Dwayne, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you I got a surprise on Saturday. A friend of mine, Clint Brown, that I mentioned to you before, pastor down in Orlando, stopped by my house and presented me a 2019 LSU National Championship helmet, and Coach O signed it for me. And I just couldn't believe it. I was so shocked, but he's been a great friend, and he brought that to me, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, that is fantastic news, Dwayne. I'm really glad to hear that.
And I'm hoping that we do have a football season, but Paul, if we don't, I guess we would be considered the national championship team until somebody beats us. Is that what you would think?
Yeah, and you know, one thing about college football, the champion is for that year. I remember interviewing many coaches, I think Nick Saban in particular, asking him about the next year. He said, well, one year has nothing to do with the next. So I guess LSU fans will continue to have bragging rights. I think that would be the extent of it. William is up next in South Carolina. Hello, William.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
I hope you and your family are doing fine.
We are. We're doing great.
I want to give my 2 cents worth in on what I think is going to happen to the college football season. But before I do that, there's talk down here in the great nation of Carolina that we won't be playing Clemson this year. And, you know, I'm fine with that because they've been wiping their dirty feet on us for quite a while. So it suits me just fine. But here's think back the old black and white films of two steam locomotives barreling each other on the same track and crashing together. That's my prediction of what's going to happen to college football seasons. It's going to be a freaking train wreck. And again, I love you. Love your show. Glad to get
Thank
your
you.
Opinion on that.
William, I tend to agree. I think there is a desire, a strong desire. It's more than even that to have the season. And by the way, I fully understand it. The people that every school is responsible for themselves. And what are they supposed to do right now? Throw up their hands and wait for the COVID tracker numbers to come out every night? I mean, they have to plan and they have to be ready. And the coaches have to do the same thing. That's why they're employed. And we're getting to a point now where every word is going to be parsed. Until now, I think it's been a maze of long syllable words that, quite frankly, haven't had much meaning. They do now. And this week and next, we're going to hear from the leaders of the sport on what they're talking about. And they, you know, excuses aren't going to work. Time is running out. Ideas and protocol and plans, I think, are extremely critical. William is up next in Maryville, Tennessee. William, great to have you on. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I am well.
I want to ask you a question that I've not heard anybody else either answer or ask, and that's if a young person, let's just say, you know, football player A, is in otherwise excellent health, is COVID positive, does exercise, running, lifting, etc., either help his recovery or his recovery?
I don't know the answer to that. And you know, I mean, I would think, and William, you know about as much about this as I do. If you tested positive, I would think they would want you to at least quarantine and not participate in activity.
But I everybody talk about you.
I don't know. I mean, you know, based on what symptoms I've heard,
asymptomatic, you have no symptoms.
Well, that would be impossible to know. I mean, I would say, listen, I can tell you, and you could probably tell me, because you have young kids who are connected to athletes, that the asymptomatic positives are not altering their lifestyle one bit.
Not at all. And I guess that's kind of my point, because, you know, if in fact, you know, you are positive and asymptomatic and exercise hurts you, then merely working out would be detrimental to your health. If it helps you recover quickly, because I don't understand, you know, I think I mentioned to you that I recently had a COVID test, waited about 5 days for it because one of my son's friends was positive, and I waited 5 days and quarantined because, you know, I'm old and high risk and fat and all this other stuff. And, you know, I waited and finally got my test after about 6 days. It was negative. But I'm wondering, if you test positive, and part of the problem is these tests are, number one, unreliable, and number two, they take too long to get back. And I'm really just kind of wondering what happens during this interim period between testing and positivity and then negativity in this disease. And I think that's one of the problems we have. We don't really know a lot of these answers. And that's really what's scary to me.
No, I agree, and it's there are a lot of explanations of why it's taking so long. I think the simplest is the overload to the system, and it isn't improving because the testing keeps ratcheting up.
Well, you know, Paul, I can tell you that back in March, I think, you know, we were looking at importing some PPE from overseas, and, you know, we were being offered testing kits. And I'm thinking, well, how are these companies in China or Vietnam or Korea offering us testing kits for a virus that's not been around that long or not been recognized for that long? And how reliable are these tests? And I want to stay away from them because of the liability issues. And, you know, now we're doing, you know, lab testing and have all these protocols, but I'm not, you know, I saw something yesterday that they're training dogs to sniff out COVID and have about 94% success rate. Maybe we just need to get a bunch of hound dogs. Let me ask you.
I agree with you.
Last week, I think last week was statistics week. You had a lot of people on there wanting to quote statistics. And it would seem to me, number one, if a statistic is based on something other than a fact, then it's not really a statistic. It would seem to me that there are three really important things to look at. Number one, hospitalizations.
Exactly.
Number two, intubations within the hospital, the most severe cases. And number three, deaths. And I'm not sure any of these other statistics. I saw something today that the CDC said that, you know, they think 24 times the number of reported cases have been infected. I'm not sure a lot of those statistics really mean a lot.
No, I agree with you on that. And I know a lot of viewers think the numbers are exaggerated. I happen to think they're dramatically low based on the spread of this. But you're right. It doesn't mean anything. I also, but then we get into the media conversation. We had Alex Berenson on the other day, and he's been a critic of cable news and even where I work. And I think there's some, I mean, there's no question that the bad news is going to get blown out of proportion. The one thing I will say, though, of all the bad news stories, the Marlins story is probably the most dangerous because it comes 4 days after this heralded beginning with Anthony Fauci allegedly throwing out the first ball. I'm still not sure what he was doing.
Well, of course, you probably saw where the little town of Alcoa, Tennessee, right next to Fayetteville here, between Fayetteville and Knoxville, made the national news because they opened up their public schools, and within 3 days had a teacher test positive, and now they're trying to social distance, they're trying to quarantine kids, and that was after 3 days.
And you're right, I think that's the story of the next 3 weeks. And you know, we obsess over college football, but the biggest story going on in this country is young people going back to school. And I mean, I am less concerned about the reaction of young people as I am their teachers.
Well, and the custodians and the cafeteria staff. And
it's going to be a meltdown.
Well, I was talking to a doctor last week here, and I asked him what he thought was going on. He said, well, he thought that once school reopened, we'd have about 2 or 3 weeks before we could have another major phase here. On the flip side, Paul, do we just assume until there's a vaccine that all of us are going to at some point get?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, William, I was tested the other day, and on one level, I was somewhat disappointed. I mean, I say that jokingly. I mean, I would like to get it over with for the time being, and I realize it's only a 3 to 6 month deal, but the game of chance that we're all taking, especially as we integrate back into society a little bit, is fairly annoying. Thanks, William. I hate to run. We are heading to a break, and it's annoying. I'm like a lot of people. If it happens, it happens. Man, did we have it good back a couple of months ago. We'll take a break. More of your calls when we return.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul.
Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back here on a Monday afternoon, and Jason is up next, calling from Indiana. Hello, Jason.
Oh, hello, Paul. So I got some easy stuff and the hard stuff. We'll go with the easy stuff first. They're never going to fire Harbaugh. I've been a semi-season ticket holder up in Ann Arbor for about 30 years now, and it is what it is, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
I think you're right.
A lot of it has to do with they just kind of accept what it is, the level they're at. They look back at the Rodriguez years and the Hoke years, and they don't want to go back to that. And, yes, they didn't get the number one recruit in the country or defensive line recruit in the country, but they've gotten enough quality recruits, and the quality and money coming into the program, the season ticket holders that they've sold, is at the level that they're willing to accept at this point, and they're not losing bad games. They're not losing the Appalachian States. They're not losing the Indianas. They're not losing the Purdue. As long as they win, you know, if you look at the losses from last year, it's Penn State, Ohio State, Wisconsin. We're in basically New Year's Six games.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. I totally agree. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Cat Daddy is up next on a Monday. Cat Daddy, what's up?
Big Paul, thanks for having me on the show today. Listen here, since all them politicians in Washington, D.C. have made us stay home because of the virus, and lots, millions of Americans are out of jobs, and the riots that are going on, looting and the burning, they won't stop that, I would like to make this suggestion to the American people. Why don't our Washington senators, congressmen, mayors, governors, and everybody in politics stop taking their paychecks like the rest of us ain't getting none, millions ain't, and see if y'all won't get something done in this country. What do you think about that, Paul? Stop their paychecks.
Well, they shouldn't be paid anyway, I mean, because they don't do anything.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Live from Gamecock Nation, I wish everybody a better day. We're going to beat this thing, and please, like Morgan Freeman said the other night on one of the TV shows, he said, if we start talking about black and white and call each other as human beings and look to the future, because nothing we can do for the past. That is gone. The future is our blight. And ain't no country on this planet going to give people the opportunities to be better than the United States of America. And God bless you, Paul.
Jess is up next in Louisiana. Thank you, Cat Daddy. Jess, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Love your show. Long-time listener. One of your callers recently told you that he felt that the economy was hurt by this virus, and you took exception to that. And I would ask you to reconsider, because if you look at the unemployment rate, the amount of stimulus checks being sent, the number of companies, and I'm talking about large companies, shutting down, declaring bankruptcy, or shutting some of their facilities down, you might want to reconsider.
Yeah, well, let me, I'm glad you brought it. Jess, first of all, there's no question the economy suffered. The only thing I quibbled with him was he said that the economy had been shut down, which it had, but my argument was that a lot of it has been reopened. The unemployment rate in this country is embarrassing and tragic, and a lot of those jobs are never coming back.
Yes, that's my point.
No, I completely agree with you on that. I'm glad we could work this out.
All right, Paul. Love you, man. Keep
it
up.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. And by the way, I mean, just in the industry we're in, which is sports, I mean, most of us are hanging on right now and trying to figure out where this is going, because you talk about a cataclysmic impact from every imaginable. We talk about the money for college athletics. I mean, we're not exactly virginal over here in the sports television industry. Just to be as transparent as possible, we need it pretty badly. Let's grab some more calls here. And Ricky is in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Ricky.
What's up, Brother Paul?
Ricky, we're doing great.
Look, I got some great news. I'm going to be proven absolutely true. There's hundreds of doctors at the Capitol right now. Breitbart, a top 100 virologist, has had enough of the CDC. They're calling on Trump to release him from any liability because they're being threatened to be sued if they come forward by the CDC and that cabal. But they're doing it anyway. If you go to Breitbart News, you'll see everything I've been telling y'all is absolutely true. This is absolutely a pandemic scam from hell, and it's gotten way out of control. And now if Trump comes through and releases them so they can come forth and say on their own what's really going on, well, they're going to do it anyway, but they're asking Trump to give them immunity so they won't be sued by whoever up top. And so they can come forward, and these are the top 100 virologists, and plus there's more doctors coming out now.
Now Ricky, let me double check. You read this on Breitbart, is that correct?
Breitbart News, yeah, on YouTube. If they just did a live thing with hundreds of doctors, you know, just standing, they were all coming forth, and the doctors coming from Africa are telling you about the medicine that really works. They're all getting together from all over the world, and they're coming together now to take back our country. I'm telling you, this is the greatest news I could give you.
So, they're going to defund the CDC. Is that it?
They've been under threat and lawsuits if they come forward with any right. information about the real truth, and now they're calling on Trump to release them from that, so they can come out and tell the truth about what's really going on with this flu bug.
Okay. I missed the most important thing. So, can you tell all of us what's really going on?
What's really going on is the testing. Like, there's 2 million cases tested. Well, there's only one death. The test mm-hmm. positive, like some other guys called in earlier, they're bad tests. They don't work. They wouldn't even test. You got to have 2 years to create tests. There's no way to create a test that quick. Period.
Okay. Okay. And, let me make this simple because we don't have a lot of time. So the testing doesn't work.
Okay.
What else is not accurate?
Well, the death rate is accurate. It's gone down to less than 0.1, and it's going lower. The more test positive, the test positives don't mean, you know, positive. If more positive,
okay, but there's still 150,000 deaths. Now I realize the percentage wise, it's
Look, last year, 80,000 people died of the flu, way more last year than it is this year. All the death rates are being counted by the CDC as COVID-19. That's why everything is these doctors are coming forth to tell y'all that.
Okay.
Out front, coming out behind the curtain, and letting y'all know what's going on.
In a nutshell, what should we do? I mean, we're all trying to exist here.
We're already free. We don't need the government to give us our freedom back. Number one, you give it to them when you put the mask on and start obeying all these draconian rules by these mayors and governors. That's another problem. They hate Trump. They want his economy to die, so they're going to do anything they can to stop it. Plus, they're getting $14,000 up to $40,000 for every COVID patient they write down, either test positive or die. And it's according to how much service they get, how much money they get from the government, because it's $250 billion allotted to them. But the doctors are seeing that the doctors that are coming forth, the top 100 virologists in the world, are saying this is a hoax. It's not what people are being told. It's being blown out of proportion. And we need to get a grip and get our economy and get our kids back in school. They're standing up for the kids. They've had enough. And I'm telling y'all, this is all about the money and bankruptcy of this country, like all these jobs and stuff. It's about, if we didn't have a virus, we would probably be at full civil war. They're hiding about the bankruptcy. We're 50 million people unemployed, Paul. There's something behind the money, and everybody's looking at a virus. It's like, you know, it's like a stage show. Look over there, why it's tricky over here. It's all about the money, and people better wake up and get there. You don't have to ask the government to go back and play football. I thought we were freedom. This was America. I was born free, what I was told all my life. And now all of a sudden I got to wear a mask, can't even breathe oxygen that heals my body. I'm telling y'all, we're at war with the CDC. We're at war with our government. And we all know they're corrupt. We know the big pharma's corrupt. We know doctors are corrupt because money corrupts completely. It's the love of it. And I'm telling y'all, people are waking up to this. It's all a ruse. It's a bad flu bug for sure. People are dying, but you can't trust the numbers they're counting because they're adding everybody because the doctors and hospitals now are getting paid at the wazoo for this stuff. And they ain't going the ones that crooked doctors ain't going to say nothing. Nurses ain't going to say nothing. But the ones that ain't crooked are coming forth to explain what's going on because this is way. They know that they all are
going.
We all
going to
die.
Okay, Ricky. As always, thank you very much for sharing that important information with all of us. And we are going to take a break. 30 minutes remaining on this program, and maybe on Earth. I don't know, but we'll try to. Let's hope we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Logan is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
It is great, Logan. Don't think we've ever had a better show.
Well, I got to make this quick because Dr. Fauci and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates have my phone tapped. So I wanted to make sure that I got this in. Alabama is really kicking some ass on the recruiting trail, sir.
Yes, they are.
I don't know if you've heard that or not. And I'm not sure that... they want to get that out of the airwaves. Breitbart Media probably wants to suppress that information. So,
And that is interesting because I have not seen that. Steve Bannon just called me and said that is not accurate.
Yeah, Steve Bannon. I heard he was alumni of Ohio State University, and he was really upset that Alabama was making a push. So you got to really be careful what you're hearing here.
Well, here's the problem. Jeff from Columbus, Ohio, is in charge of the Breitbart site in Ohio.
Oh yeah, he's the breed, as Hunter S. Thompson would say. He's a pretty amped up guy. So
I look at every website equally.
Well, I was wondering because Rivals didn't have some of our guys as 5-star. Are they the hardest website to get 5 stars on? Because 24/7 had some of our guys 5-star.
Do not be concerned. Alabama will finish at or near the top.
I think we'll be all right, Paul. I think we will.
By the way, who is Breitbart's recruiting director, and we need to get him on.
Oh, I don't know. I know it's not Loganville for sure.
I don't think it is. Hey, thanks, Logan. Great to have you on. I-Man is up next.
You know, Paul, that caller before the break?
Ricky?
I was listening to him. I bet he's got one of them. You remember them old satellite dishes that sat in the yard about 12 feet diameter?
Yeah.
I bet he's got two or three of those in the yard kind of rigged up.
I admire Ricky's passion.
Oh, absolutely. And his information, he's getting it from somebody.
Yeah.
By
the way, he's not the only person in America getting his information from Breitbart.
And you know, I was just sitting there listening to his call, and I was thinking about, the good old days of your show. Hell, like 6 months ago. Those were the good old days.
They were the good old days.
You remember the first medical stuff that we started talking about on this program, if I'm correct. Alabama showed up with the little healing tent on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And then everybody got one. You go in, beat up, then you come charging out like a new man. All because of a tent on the sideline. And then we hardly ever heard anything political unless some dignitary came to a game. And that was Condoleezza Rice before Trump showed up.
You're right.
And now we've got all of this stuff going on. You know, and because we've got all this stuff going on, I hope we don't play, because the radio is getting to be pretty entertaining. This is the War of the Worlds, dude. This is Area 51. And with that recruiting, you know, you got to love Legends Call. Oh, they on top. They millionaires, kissing rings that they ain't won yet. And I hope we don't play, because I want to hear them tie all this medical and political and racial and good God knows what else. I'm probably the price of gold and silver and copper at some point before the year's over. I want to hear them tie it all together, and I don't care who is elected president. I don't care if Trump is reelected. I don't care if Biden is elected, because I tell you, I love stupid radio. And where did all these people find your number, Paul? I mean, this used to, we had our own class of stupid crazy, but we have topped the
I'm glad you said that. I mean, in the history of this program, I mean, we've been compared to everything, but I would say this virus has sent us to a new stratosphere.
I don't think it's the virus. I don't think it's political. I don't think it's financial. I don't think it's racial. I think we just a bunch of damn crazy people, and I think it's time for a hell of a flood to get a new crowd in here.
But do you know, seriously, do you know any other than maybe the old Art Bell show, which was on in the middle of the night, where I think...
Do you know any other show
like this?
You are the new Art Bell. And you know, that guy that was on before the break, I bet he goes down in the basement and he's got a CB radio hooked up to a battery, and I bet he's got a special coat he puts on. Kind of like Jim.
You don't do that at night? I do that every night. I get on my CB radio.
You do? You got a healing jacket?
I do.
Oh my goodness. You know, this is fascinating. This is fascinating stuff. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you would be having the conversations you're having today?
No. I mean, I used to use this line all the time. We try to keep politics out. I think politics now it's become the most interesting part, don't you?
This is the new norm.
Yeah.
This has gone off the damn edge. And you know what? There's not a flute player. There's not a Pied Piper. Hell, there ain't a trombone out there in the yard. And everybody's following. And you know, everybody has got a source. I mean, everybody is tied. Where do they get all this information that you
and I thought I thought the best call today was the guy from wherever he was from, Louisiana, who was trying to sell me on hydrochloroquine.
You know, I tell you what, it really makes me appreciate a Matt from San Antonio call. What do you think about Texas A&M is your call?
I miss Matt.
Have a great day.
What I would love for a call about Kellen Mond and Jimbo Fisher. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.